he asked back, sounding pissed and impatient. They're releasing him from prison. I doubt he's sticking around for a going-away party. I doubted that, too. I'll call, I promised. They got 7 minutes, he threatened, and I stifled a sigh. This was Shift. He was 1,000 miles away. He was a full-time pimp-slash-drug dealer and part-time asshole. Though, that said, he put far more effort into being an asshole than his other occupations. And he thought he had some sway over the California Corrections Department. All right, I said. Call me the minute that brother breathes free air. He bit off and hung up. I flipped my phone shut, wondering, for the 7,000th time, why the fuck I was doing this. I came up with no answers except for the fact that when Ronnie was murdered, he'd left me with one thing. Shift. I would have preferred a vast estate, a fortune in jewels, or, perhaps, nothing. I got Shift. And although after Ronnie died, I wanted nothing to do with that part of his life, I wanted to move on, turn my back on it all. Shift wouldn't allow that. If Shift got his talons in you, they went deep, attached straight to the bone. The tips sprang open into claws that sunk into your marrow and didn't let go. Not for anything. And Shift had his talons in me. I didn't want it. Didn't invite it, but there they were. The good news was, he didn't often scroll down to my number on his phone. The other good news was, when he did, the shit he asked for was usually not that hard to do, and it was never illegal. He knew me. He knew where I stood. He knew there was no fucking way I'd get involved in any of his garbage. But he also knew I loved Ronnie more than anything in this world. And Ronnie, for reasons only known to Ronnie, loved Shift only slightly less than he loved me. Though I had to admit, sometimes then and now, I wondered if he loved me slightly less than he loved Shift. But I didn't often go there. So he knew I'd take Shift's back. Unless Shift tried to get me dirty. Then he knew I'd throw him right under the fucking bus, even if I had to take my life in my hands to do it. So he avoided that. Not that he cared about my life, just that I might succeed before he took me down. The other good news was, Shift loved Ronnie more than anything in the world, so he didn't play me. Too much. The bad news was, he was in my life, and therefore I was sitting outside a prison in Southern California in my 2011 electric blue Charger with the two wide white racing stripes that went up the hood, over the roof, and down the trunk and spoiler, waiting for a man named Ty Walker to be released from prison. Shift did not give me a full brief about this assignment. He told me to be sitting right where I was at noon, to wait for Walker, to call him the minute Walker got released, and then to take further directions from Walker. He also told me Walker would know it was me and my Charger waiting for him. I took a week's vacation to do this. I had nothing else planned for my vacation, and Shift was footing this bill, so I thought, whatever. I thought this mainly because that was the only thing I could think. Shift didn't take no for an answer very often, and Shift freaked me out. He loved Ronnie. This was true. They weren't blood, but they were closer than it. But Shift was not right. Not at all. There wasn't something missing in Shift that most other human beings had. There were multiple somethings missing. And all the things that were missing were the good things, like compassion, humor, decency, honesty. He knew about loyalty. He knew brotherly love. That was all he knew. Other than that, he had no morals that I'd witnessed. None. And Ronnie was dead. When Ronnie was alive, he stood between Shift and me, and he stood between Shift, his world, and my world. But Ronnie was dead.